My guess says that God's passion is not to just speak to only prophets. He so desperately wants to talk to you too, and daily. Next. Now, my guest is known for a strong prophetic anointing. His prophetic ministry is recognized worldwide by many leaders within governments, including the United Nations. But his ministry had a dramatic beginning. You see, in his culture, much depended on education, and he had just failed an exam that would determine his educational possibilities. I mean, Tomi Ariomi was completely devastated. About how old were you when you took the exam?
I was about 15 years old when I took the exam.
Well, that's a good age to get completely devastated at. Why was it even more important to you? You came from a professional family background.
Yes, my parents were both doctors. My dad's a gynecologist, now he's a consultant. My mom's a dentist, and all my family members, I came from a family of doctors and dentists and lawyers and engineers. We call it the Nigerian dream. And so I was definitely set up for the Nigerian dream very early on. So to experience this level of failure was mind-shattering. It brought me to a place, and my twin brother, to a place of suicidal thoughts.
Both of you, and this is the most amazing thing, had the same dream on the same night that totally transformed his brother's life, but Tomi needed a little more help. What was the dream?
So in this dream, I crawled through, well, to give a precursor, my brother and I both prayed a prayer, and unbeknownst to us, I said, God, if you're real, show me what you want to do with my life, or tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to kill myself.
I
was desperate. I was sitting in the backyard, I'll never forget it, in my house, and I prayed that prayer. Got into my house, went to sleep. My brother and I shared a room, shared a bed together, and I fell asleep. He was upside down, I was sleeping right ways up. And I had this dream, and in this dream, I crawled through this hole in my house, and I was very glad to get on the other side of it. I was overweight at the time, and I had a disease called rickets, a leg disease, and I was so glad to get on the other side. Then I saw myself, or a version of myself, on a stage. This version of myself was doing what I now know is preaching. Back then I thought he was shouting, because I was raised a Catholic. And so to see this experience of this guy, just this version of me, who didn't have rickets, who wasn't overweight, who didn't have asthma, preaching with such boldness, I was amazed. I was transported onto the stage so I could look closer at myself, and people were just chanting. And as I was listening to their chants, I heard them clearer. It was like a football field, but you listen closer and they were going, Jesus, Jesus.
It wasn't Tomi, Tomi.
And I was furious. I was like, this is Tomi up there, it's not Jesus, this is Tomi. Because I wanted to be a celebrity musician, so I thought, this is the wrong name. Then this being of bright light showed up in the corner of the room, and he said, my son, you asked me, this is what I've called you to. I woke up, my brother woke up, I sat up, he sat up, and he looked at me and said, I had a dream. Turned out we had the same dream at the same night at exactly the same time.
He didn't follow what God said. His brother, followed, he didn't. But one day, a car ride in your family car changed everything.
Yes, my family and I, we're on our way back from a late night journey, and I was about 15 going on 16 at the time, and everyone was asleep in the car, except for my dad, who was driving. As we're driving on this journey, all of a sudden, I hear this voice call my name, Tomi. But I thought it was my dad calling me to ask me about my studies, so I pretended to stay asleep. Then the flash came over my
eye. I thought I was the only one that did stuff like that.
Then I heard the voice again, but this time a flash came over my eyes. Tomi, And I opened my eyes and I looked around and I said, Dad, did you get hit by a speeding camera? And he said, no. I said, but you called me. He said, I didn't call you. So I woke everybody up. Everybody said they didn't call me. I went back to sleep. And this time the voice called me a third time. And I said, who is this? He said, this is Jesus. Today the enemy planned to take out your life, but I'm going to save you and I'm going to call you into the ministry.
How clear did you hear his voice?
It was audible. I've heard the audible voice of God four times in my life. That was definitely the second. And it almost shattered my eardrums. It was that real. It was like my brother or my dad calling me, told me to put my seatbelt on, told everyone to put their seatbelts on, and I followed the instruction. Then he said, yell, watch out. So I just said, watch out at the top of my lungs. My dad switched lanes. The moment he switched lanes, five cars crashed into each other in the lane we just left, wow. And we missed it by a fraction of a second. My brother said, how did you know that? I said, God told me. So I was in the back seat of the car. I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ.
And then he starts moving in the prophetic. You say that this lockdown that most people see as a curse, God has actually used in what way?
Well, one day, as our Prime Minister Boris Johnson asked this question and made this statement, all non-essential personnel or businesses have to be closed. I heard that word non-essential and it played in my mind for about a week. And the Lord said to me, Tony, what is the essence of the church? I was like, what do you mean? He said, well, if salt loses its essence, what good is it? Why should they shut you down if you're essential? So I began to sit down and I thought, what's the essence of the church? And a couple of people, pastors, got together to write a letter to send before our prime minister talking about the essence of the church. We're a food bank. We provide for the hungry. We're a community center. We serve teas and coffees. And yet the question kept ringing in my ear. What is your essence? And then I realized, you know, it's almost as if you're on the mast of a ship, let's say you're on the Titanic, it's about to go down, and all you have is you and your phone. You know, you're not putting your phone in the air looking for your latest score on Candy Crush. You're holding it in the air to find a signal. Even though the phone can play games, can play music, it can do so many things, you discover the essence of the phone in the emergency. In the emergency, you discover your essence. And I believe this is a pivotal opportunity for the body of Christ to get back to its essence. It can do many things, but the essence of the church is revelation. I will build my house upon that rock of revelation. People don't want to hear about God. I discovered that people want to hear God. And I remember being in a taxi one day with a guy called Muhammad. And Muhammad was driving this taxi, and my brother was preaching to him about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And we'd just come off a prophetic gathering, and I said to my brother, don't tell him about Jesus. Tell him what Jesus is saying. And my brother said, well, you tell him. And we had a fight in the car because I broke his little preach. And all of a sudden, he starts driving faster because he's trying to get home away from us. Because he's like, yeah, Jesus is a prophet. He's one of our prophets. And all of a sudden I said, you know, Jesus is not just a prophet. He's the Son of God and he wants to share something with you. Do you want to know what he has to say about you? He said, yes. And we said, oh, God is showing us that you're in trouble because you were selling cocaine on the side of your Uber business. Now you're in trouble with the court and God can redeem you from that court. He goes, yes, oh my goodness. He starts slowing down the car. He's like, please pray for me. I can't believe it. How did you know this? And we're like, well, Jesus told us that's what's going on. And you started this Uber business to get away from your father's company who wanted you to work there. He's like, oh my goodness, yes. The Uber says, at the end of the road, turn left. He turned right and took us the long way home just so we could lay hands and pray on him. And at the end, we said, when you get back to your house, make sure you call out to Jesus and receive me. He says, brothers, I'll make sure when I get home, I pray. And so we've seen how one word of revelation can transform anybody because people don't want to hear about God. They want to hear God.
And you know what? Tony trains large numbers of people in an organization, it's called I like the name, Rig Nation.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Thank you.
What does Rig Nation do?
Rig stands for Restoring Issachar's Generation. Issachar was the tribe in 1 Chronicles 12:32 who had understanding of the times and knew what Israel ought to do.
You know, the very first time I read that, I said, God, I want to have an understanding of the times. I want to know what Israel ought to. I'm Jewish. I want to know what Israel ought to do. But that applies. I want to know what my family should do. I want to know what I should do next. I want to know what's going on in this world. Well, the BBC in England gets a hold of this, what's going on with this man that prayed for the Issachar anointing. And what happened?
Well, I had a dream, and in this dream, I saw a big ship, and I knew it was called Europe. And all of a sudden, I saw our then prime minister jumping out of this big ship. And he had a huge treasure chest of money, and all of his cabinet members were all in the water with their treasure chest. And I said, God, what is this? And the Lord said, the great exodus from Europe. And all of a sudden, as I saw this vision, I woke up, I started sharing it on a program I did called The Watch. This is going to be a great exodus from Europe before the terminology Brexit came about. All of a sudden, Brexit, which is the British exit from the European Union, started to become a big thing that tore apart the country almost. But this prophetic word had already been released that we were getting ready to leave. And people were preparing themselves who had heard this prophetic word. Well, somebody from the BBC caught a hold of this prophetic word and they said, can you come on the BBC and talk about the future of Great Britain? And so I did.
You've made a statement. I want to quote you right now. You've said that the time will come when governments of nations will seek the prophets again. That's happening. Isn't it?
Yes, sir. Well, I had recently, well, as of 2015, I released a prophetic word that a man would become a president of the United States of America, and that man was Donald Trump. After the release of that prophetic word, I received a phone call from a lady who is one of the presidents at the United Nations in Geneva. And she called me and she said, Tony, can you come to the United Nations at my special invitation? I will pull together ambassadors, I will pull together leaders, and all I want you to do is prophesy over them. So we went, and she pulled together a group of ambassadors and a group of world leaders, and one by one, we shared the word of the Lord with these world leaders. And there were tears, there was amazement. I'll never forget one woman came in her hijab, and through her hijab, you just saw tears streaming down her face because people don't want to hear about God. They want to hear God. And the prophetic makes Jesus real.
Do you want to know what Prophet Tomi saw for the next 9 years? Some of what he saw has already happened. What's next? Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Tomi Ariyemi's must-read book, Eat, Sleep, Prophesy, Repeat, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Live Prophetically. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9797. You will receive Tomi Ariyemi's must-read book, Eat, Sleep, Prophesy, Repeat. Tomi shares personal revelations and intimate stories designed to help you grow in your ability to hear the voice of God, both for yourself and for others. Through this powerful book, you will understand the answers to deeply held questions surrounding the prophetic, learn what the voice of God sounds like, understand how to separate God's voice from your own, find out how to grow in your ability to hear God's voice, understand the various ways God speaks, learn how to minister prophetically to others, find out how to help restore the prophetic back into your local church.
For feedback is always Thank you for making the prophetic simple. Thank you for making it applicable, bringing people to the Lord through hearing the voice of God.
You will also receive Tommy Oriami's anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Living Prophetically. In his three-part audio CD teaching set, you will learn how to pray and live prophetically, understand how to wage godly warfare every time it is needed, discover the secrets of how prophets pray, begin to discern God's voice along with the powerful presence of the Holy Spirit, understand how to seek out the Lord and find Him. On the third CD, Tommy Oriami shares the prophetic word God gave him concerning the next 9 years.
God gave me a prophecy of events that will happen over a period of 9 years. Some of them have already come to pass. See what's next.
Don't miss out on getting Tommy Oriami's must-read book, Eat, Sleep, Prophesy, Repeat, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Live Prophetically. This is an exclusive offer for our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9797. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9797 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I would like you to share a couple of prophecies that have propelled you into national prominence.
Wow. Well, I've already shared the Brexit prophecy. A few years before, I had this dream, and in this dream, I saw then candidate Obama, and he came into a kitchen that I was in, and as he walks into this kitchen, he pours himself a bowl of cereal, and he says, "I'm going to be the president of the United States of America," and he says, "And people are going to vote for me, and they're going to let me in, and I'm going to put policies in the earth that are going to destroy the earth forever, and I'm going to get away with it because I'm black." And I woke up from the dream terrified. And I remember my dad, I was in Wisconsin, he said, "Who's going to win the elections?" I said, "Obama." And he was so excited. Everyone was excited, first black president, because God was trying to see, are you supernatural or are you superficial? Well, a few years later, Sid, I was in the same kitchen in the same dream. But this time I received a knock on the door. And I said, "Who is this?" And he said, "This is Donald Trump." And he came into the kitchen, he sat down, and he said, "Can you thank the church in America for making me the 45th president of the United States?"
This was before he became
president. So I woke up from the dream, and I called a friend who owns a television station, and I shared it with his television station and not mine, because I didn't want to delete the word. I wanted to resist the temptation to delete it. I wanted to publish it on his channel. And all of a sudden, as he shared this word, it went viral all over YouTube. People started resharing it. I lost a lot of friends. I was called Uncle Tom. And I kept reminding people it's Uncle Tommy, not Uncle Tom. And all of a sudden, that word went viral. And that's how I got invited to the United Nations. And then I prophesied over some ambassadors there. And that's how God projected me from the United Nations into the world.
I'll tell you, Tommy, we serve such a big, wonderful God. You know, there's a song, "I've got the whole world in my hands." Amen. God has the whole world in His hands. Amen. He certainly has you in His hands. But the next 9 years prophecy, wow. Tell us a few that have already come to pass of what you saw for the next 9 years.
Sure. So I remember after the elections in the U.S., hearing the Lord's anger for the first time in my life, in my years of ministry. And He came up to a big clock in this vision, and He started pulling it forward, and it accelerated very fast. And as I saw this vision, I said, "God, what is this?" He said, "Tell them you have 9 years left. And 9 years will feel like 9 months, and 9 months will feel like 9 days, and 9 days will feel like 9 seconds." Hmm. And I'll never forget hearing it. And I said, "God, 9 years left to what?" And He said, 9 years left to the new crisis for the global reset. And so I came on, we have a prophetic channel, I shared it on our Rick Nation channel, and I was like, we have 9 years left, 9 years to a new crisis. It will not be COVID, it will be the climate. The climate, the climate, they'll say, give us power. John Kerry came out in a newspaper article, we only have 9 years left to save the planet. Boris Johnson, we only have 9 years left to save the planet. People started resharing these news articles with me because it was verbatim, just as the Lord had said it. And in the prophetic word, I prophesied that Netanyahu would be shaken and that he would lose his place in the next, in some kind of election. And I believe God was shaking the heavens and the earth just as he said he would, to shake things that none of us ever thought could be shaken. And why was he doing it? I said, God, when will the shaking stop? And he said, when you are unshakable. Because the righteous are as Mount Zion that cannot be shaken. And I realized that he is the, we are the salt of the earth, but in 2020, he's definitely the salt shaker.
What is the agenda behind the scenes, prophetically, the true agenda of all this emphasis on climate change right now, 9 years to survive?
The agenda from well-meaning people is to create a new economic structure, a new financial structure. The agenda from the enemy is to hasten the time because he knows that his time is short. And he wants to unify and consolidate power, consolidate finances, consolidate resources into one place of unitary control. And we're getting ready to see the spirit of the enemy consolidate financial power back to himself, so that he can choose who eats, who drinks, who wears, what they wear, where they go, and how they should live their lives.
God showed you an amazing thing about the United States of America, and an amazing thing about a spirit that we read about in the Bible called Jezebel. Tell me about both.
Well, the spirit of Jezebel is called the depth of Satan in Revelation chapter 2. And the Bible says, anyone who overcomes her, he'll give authority over nations, just as he has received from his father. Well, he received it in Psalm 2, where the father said, ask of me and I'll give you the nations. So the father gives it to the son in Psalm 2, and the son gives it to the church that overcomes Jezebel in Revelation chapter 2.
Well, that goes in line with that first word you heard, that America is given one more chance to be the righteous nation that God has destined America to be.
Yes, absolutely. When you look at the spirit of Jezebel, the first thing she does is put makeup on her face. Why? Because Satan is the god of this world, and the word world is the word cosmos, where we get the word cosmetics from. Satan always gives us the superficial over the supernatural. And so for a season, Jezebel is willing to dress herself in anything superficial so that the church can lose discernment and embrace discrimination. And what we saw in 2020 with Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter and vaccinated versus unvaccinated was the embrace of the superficial. It's all superficial. And we need a prophetic reformation, because prophets come and they take the makeup off. And so I believe when God says we only have one more chance in America is, do you want to discern or do you want to discriminate? Because when God releases a leader, it says, he says through Prophet Samuel, I don't look as man looks. I don't look at the outward man. I'm not looking for color. I'm not looking for gender. I'm not looking for race. I'm looking for a man or a woman after my heart.
Now, you're not saying this is a 9-year countdown to the end of the world, are you?
No, it is 9 years to the rise of the church to be everything that God wants it to be.
Tomi, look in the camera and pray for us.
Amen. Father, I just pray, Lord, this is the time where you want to release Issachar everywhere. The outpouring of your spirit on all flesh. You said, how can they call upon the one they have not heard? And how can they hear in whom they have not even believed? And how can they believe unless someone is sent? Lord, I believe you've sent me to speak to that loved one watching today. Lord, this is a new season. Pour out your spirit. Pour them out on their sons. Pour them out on their daughters. You said the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever. I release this new dispensation upon you now, in Jesus' name, amen.